Welcome to Mox on the Mic, your exclusive look into all things Chattanooga athletics. Here's your host, Chris Goforth.
Welcome in this week to Mox on the Mic. Chris Goforth hanging out with you as we talk Chattanooga athletics. We do it each and every week. Wherever you find your podcast, you can find us as Mox on the Mic, new episodes. We start to take a look now, previewing the fall sports schedule that is coming up. And today, we're going to talk women's soccer. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. Let me remind you, as we always do, to make sure you subscribe, rate, and review Mox on the Mic. Those five-star ratings help us find Mox fans, and it helps Mox fans be able to find us. So we appreciate it. Hey, tell a friend about Mox on the Mic as well. All right. Let's get into it. Let's talk a little Chattanooga soccer. Gavin McKinney is the head coach. He has totally changed the perception and the expectation of women's soccer at UTC, and we got a chance to catch up with him this week on Mox on the Mic. Coach, appreciate the time, and it's always good when we get a chance to catch up. It's hard to believe that the season is upon us. I mean, you guys start really quickly. What's the summer been like for you? What's it been like for your squad?
The summer has been busy, so we keep ourselves really busy throughout the summer months doing camps. We had two youth camps, an ID camp, a huge team camp where we had 250 participants. And for the squad there, they're very busy as well. So they're playing with summer teams, and then they get back here at some point in time in July, and they begin to work out with our strength and conditioning staff. So blink your eyes, and we're in August almost, ready to go.
And you don't have a whole lot of time. Once you get the team back on campus, you don't have there's not a lot of time to ramp up training before the game starts. It's like you guys, they show up, and it feels like you guys start playing almost just right away.
Yeah, five days of training this year, and then we have Western Kentucky in our first preseason friendly. A couple days after that, Murray State. A week after that, we're into our non-league play. So we certainly don't get much time on the pitch to prepare the team, which is why they have to come in with really high fitness levels. And we think this current group is a hard-working bunch, and we expect them to be ready to go on Tuesday.
That's part of the reason why it's so important that they play over the course of the summer, correct? Because you want them to show up in shape, and not just in shape, but in soccer shape. The best way to do that is to keep playing, isn't it?
Yeah, playing in the summer certainly helps them stay match fit, allows them to be sharp on the ball. For some that maybe didn't get a huge amount of playing time in the previous season, they get great match experience with those summer teams. So all in all, we like it when the ladies go off and play in the summer. We think it benefits them when they're going into our fall season. They typically get a month break between the seasons, so that they wrap up with those summer teams end of June. We start beginning of August, so even then they get a good month to work with our strength and conditioning staff to prep themselves for the 3 month grind of the college soccer season.
Can you talk a little bit about the players that you have brought in this year? In particular, I know you've got three transfers coming in that I think folks will be excited to see on the pitch. Just a little bit about your newcomers.
How much time do you have? We have 13 newcomers. We could be here all day, Chris, talking about them. So we actually have six transfers. We have three grad transfers, three transfers that are coming in as sophomores. And then we have a group of seven freshmen who are joining us. So 13 new players all in all this fall. We have 13 returning players, squad of 26, something unique. I don't think I've ever had as many incoming players as we do returning players. So yeah, we think they're all fantastic people, though. The dynamic of the group should be really, really good with the leadership we have in place.
Well, what's a good roster number? Do you like having the number of 26? I mean, what do you ideally from a practice standpoint, what do you feel like you need to have?
I think you need to be right around there. 20, 25, 26. So, some years you're going to be slightly above it. Other years you might be a little bit below it, but you need to have the ability to go an 11 aside within your training session. So if you pick up a few injuries along the way, I think that number of 25 is probably pretty ideal. With the substitution rules, you are able to to make a huge amount of substitutions, which other programs have maybe utilized a little bit more than what we have over the years. We don't make a massive amount of changes in matches, but with the squad we have going into this season, we think it allows us the ability to rotate a little bit, keep people fresh as the season goes along.
So you anticipate this year maybe playing more from a numbers standpoint, maybe playing more than what you've played in years past?
In my mind, I think that's how it's going to work, but it very well could change once the season gets rolling along. We think we've got, like I said, a good core of returning players coming in a really talented group of incoming individuals. So only 11 play, right? So if only 11 are hitting the park throughout 3 months, one, they're probably going to get a little bit tired and worn down. But two, we've got a really talented squad, we think, you know, 1 through 26, so there's got to be competition within it, and we have to have the ability when we feel we need to make a change in matches or for specific opponents that we can make the changes necessary.
Let's talk a little bit now about the group that you've got coming back. Who do you need to see take that maybe that next step in their soccer career for Chattanooga to have a lot of improvement this year?
Yeah, well, we have a handful of all-conference players returning. Some four of them that were SoCon all-freshman team a couple of years ago, and the likes of Kelly Cerf, who was second-team all-conference last year, who we've also named the team captain. So a big step for Kelly in a leadership role there, but we think she's a fantastic individual, leads by example, a pro in everything she does, and was a second-team all-conference player last year, playing in a position that she had never played before up until that season. So we think a great example for the group. The other ones, Caroline Rysvalsky, Clarissa Salinas, Zoe Mize, Caroline Eckern, Sylvie Keck, a bunch of really, really good returning individuals that we think have developed as players, but also grown as individuals, as people, and they're expected to now be the leaders of the program, along with some of those other returning upperclassmen that I may have not mentioned.
You know, certainly the expectations surrounding soccer at UTC have definitely changed over the last couple of years. Given that you do have such a strong nucleus coming back, what are your expectations for this year?
To improve every day. I think I always say it. I'm not one that's going to look too far ahead and think about once we hit SoCon play or midway through the non-league play. If you look, we've got a really, really difficult non-league schedule this year. But I think it's about each day. We need to train hard. We need to enjoy what we're doing. We need to be pros. If we do that all throughout the fall, I think we'll be in a good place by the end of it.
Yeah, I did want to ask you a little bit about the schedule. A couple things that jump out quickly to me, Coach. Number one, you guys don't have to travel very far for your non-league schedule. So you're able to, and I love this. I wish we could see this in more sports, but I love the idea of playing, you know, the Georgia States, the Austin Peays, the Belmont, as well as, you know, obviously you guys have Tennessee and Alabama on the schedule. We'll get to that in a second. But just the idea of having, creating, and continuing with those regional rivalries with schools that are all within driving distance of Chattanooga. I think it's great for the sport. I think it's great for the university.
Yeah, we love those regional matchups. We're very familiar with all the coaching staffs at those universities. They're all fantastic coaches. We know they're going to be difficult games. And being that we're so close to those schools, I think a lot of our girls probably grew up playing club soccer either with individuals from those institutions or against them. And they also may have played together in the summertime. So I think it makes it an exciting matchup for not only the university, but for the soccer programs. And there's nothing better than little rivalry games. And I think we've created several of them over the last 10 years, you know.
Now you've got two SEC teams on the schedule. Tennessee, you go to Knoxville this year. Alabama comes here. Let's start first with that one. Great opportunity for fans in the area to be able to come out, see an SEC team in person, maybe somebody they've seen on TV on the SEC network, but a great opportunity for you guys to showcase Chattanooga soccer when you host Alabama.
Yeah, really, like I mentioned, really difficult non-league schedule with the University of Tennessee going down there to play them and the University of Alabama coming to us as well, Xavier University, who were top 25 last year as well. So we can't forget them, and they're going to be coming to us at Finley Stadium in addition to a lot of those other great schools that we play. But yeah, we want to challenge the group in the non-league play. Once we hit Southern Conference play, there was five of us in the top 150 of the RPI last year. So the only way to prepare ourselves for that schedule and to get through it in a really good position, which is to be in a hunt for a SoCon title, we've got to challenge ourselves and test ourselves in the non-league play. We want that as a staff. The squad wants that as well. We want to push ourselves and see how we match up with some of the better teams in the country. And we've certainly done that with the schedule.
So how far out do you work on setting the schedule up? Is this something you just put together following last season? Does it happen that quickly?
A little bit sooner than that in some cases. You will add people late on. I mean, there's still a lot of people trying to piece together their 2025 schedule at the moment. But yeah, I mean, being that you might work things out years in advance, and there's probably a return game going to be in there. So we've had a few of those on the schedule for a while, particularly the regional ones who we play year in and year out. We just continue to do home and aways with them. But maybe a little bit later in the process with the University of Tennessee, University of Alabama, Xavier as well. We'll head to them next year. So there are some kind of home and away, I guess, agreements there with these games we're playing. But yeah, we've known about them for a while, these opponents, and we're looking forward to playing all of them.
When you were putting this schedule together, did you have in mind, hey, I'm going to have a pretty good group coming back. Let's challenge them. Was that the mindset when you talk about putting such a tough non-conference portion of the schedule together?
Yeah, I think it's having belief in what we do here as a staff, and how we recruit and how we train the team and how we organize them. I think we should be in a place year in and year out where we can go and compete against teams at that level. So I don't know if we had so much in mind the specific individuals that we had within the squad, and do they allow us to maybe go and play against the top 25 opponents. I think it's more about the program that we're trying to run, the program that we've created and established over the last 10 years. I think we need to be brave in who we go out and play. I think it's part of who we are.
Tell us about the conference now, at least your thoughts on it at this point before you get a chance to start seeing teams on the pitch. But competitively speaking, your thoughts on how this conference stacks up.
So difficult. Every year, the Southern Conference is so difficult in women's soccer. I don't think many people outside of the league know how tough it actually is. I mentioned that there is five programs within the top 150 of the RPI, similar to us in the non-league play. They're going to go out and compete against some of the top schools in the country. So we know once we hit Southern Conference play, every match there's going to be a goal in it. We're all going to be fighting for points in the table. Really difficult Southern Conference play this year. We think, it's gotten better and better each and every year. So yeah, we anticipate it to be really challenging this season.
All right, we are 10 days away as we tape this, 10 days away from that friendly that you guys will have that will start off your season against Western Kentucky. That's coming up on August the 5th. Again, it comes quick. So let me get your thoughts now on this squad, big picture. What's the strength? What do you think this Chattanooga soccer team will do well?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, I think we always need to display passion. We need to be organized at a macro level of football. I think we'll always attempt to press and win the ball back quickly. And when we have it, we need to look to attack. I think the game is simple: score a lot of goals and concede few, right? So hopefully we do those things really, really well. But when people come out to watch us at Finley Stadium or online, whatever it may be, I hope they see a hardworking group, a passionate group, a group that looks like they're together at all moments within the game. So I think we'll have that. I'm confident going into the season here. And yeah, like most, we're really looking forward to it.
What's your biggest concern right now?
I'm not a worrier, Chris. No concerns here with me. You know, I think we've been doing it long enough, and we've got a group that is mature enough, and they've been through enough. A lot of them won a title 2 years ago, so they know what it takes. I think we'll be a good, solid group in all regards this upcoming season, and that's even with, like I said, 13 new players, 13 returning players, so a completely new dynamic. But again, I think we've established ourselves in a lot of ways where hopefully we just hit the ground running here next Tuesday, and smooth sailings for us along the way. But we know there'll definitely be bumps and challenges as we go through the season, but I think we'll get through them with flying colors, hopefully.
Kind of helps you, I guess, sleep well at night knowing that, you know, you've got such a large group of returners and such a large group that have been a part of what you guys have done here. They understand the expectations. They set the culture. They know what's expected. Makes it a lot easier on you as a coach, doesn't it, when you've got a group like that?
Yeah, 100%. And look, it's not only from the football. We've set records in the classroom over the last year. Last fall, we were the highest GPA within the athletic department and set a program record with the GPA. And they opted in the spring. They set a new program record in the spring. And so I always give a huge amount of credit to the individuals we have within our program. I think they know what's expected from us, and the culture is in a good place. The program is in a good place because of the people, the ladies that we've brought into it. They do an amazing job of driving it in the way that we would like it to go in.
Coach, appreciate the time. Always good to catch up. The season opener for Chattanooga, or the first time you'll be able to see them, will be a friendly against Murray State. That's on August the 8th, and then season opens down in Atlanta against Georgia State on August the 15th. Coach, appreciate the time, and look forward to catching up with you again.
Thanks, Chris. Go Mocs.
Thanks to Coach McKinney for giving us a little bit of time. Thanks to you for being with us this week as well. Tate Johnson is our producer. She puts this all together and makes it happen. I'm Chris Goforth, reminding you to join us again next time for the next episode of Mocs on the Mic. And until then, so long, everybody, and go Mocs.
Thanks for listening to Mocs on the Mic. Please remember to rate, subscribe, and review. And we'll see you again soon.